This episode is brought to you by Revenova. Revenova TMS is the transportation management system for fleets and brokerages of all sizes. Because Revenova is built on Salesforce, users get a TMS with a customer relationship management platform and AI in perfect harmony. Keep track of all your data, visibility, and relationships all in one place. Reach out to Revenova today. Simply click on the link in this episode's show notes to learn more. Welcome to the Illinois Trucking Podcast, a show dedicated to building great leaders who are building great businesses. I'm your host, Matthew Hart, Executive Director of the Illinois Trucking Association. Each month here on the podcast, I sit down with some of the best leaders in the trucking industry to learn how they built their business and how they grow their leadership skills. Today, we're joined by Dennis Dellinger, CEO of Cargo Transporters, Inc., and the current chairman of the American Trucking Associations. Dennis may be known for his kind manner, but his work ethic and his passion for building team members propelled him to the CEO position of a 500-truck company with 700 employees that services 48 states. Here is our conversation with Dennis Dellinger. Well, we're so glad to have with us today on the Illinois Trucking Podcast, Dennis Dellinger. Dennis is with Cargo Transporters, Inc. He's currently the chairman of the American Trucking Associations. And Dennis, we're so glad to have you on with us today. Thanks for being with us on the Illinois Trucking Podcast.
Matt, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start off with, like we usually do, tell us about your company, Cargo Transporters, Inc. You've been there a long time. And I know you're in Claremont, North Carolina today. You travel a lot, but we caught you in North Carolina. But tell us about Cargo Transporters, Inc.
Sure. Cargo Transporters was formed in 1982. I jokingly refer to both Cargo and myself being a product of deregulation. Cargo Transporters was begat by a family-owned rental and lease company that decided to venture into the world of truckload. And going back to 1966, when they first formed, the founders, you know, had a wealth of knowledge in operating and maintaining equipment, but like many in those days, knew little bit, you know, about the truckload environment. I joined the company in April of 1986, and that's basically 39 years ago this month. I knew a little bit about trucks, and a little bit about drivers, but was none the wiser about the whole truckload thing. You know, it was one of those things where working together and learning together was important as we grew. And as we grew, I personally and professionally had the pleasure to watch the company grow from 36 trucks to over 500 trucks today. You know, we employ over 650 team members. As you mentioned, we're in North Carolina, in Claremont, North Carolina. I like to say that we're headquartered in the foothills of the western North Carolina mountains. And, you know, we do have a blueprint or a footprint, you know, throughout both North and South Carolina. You know, within a truckload arena, we focus on the drive-in market. I always tell people we're not smart enough to do a lot of things, so we try to do one thing right. And again, we're, you know, small enough to be nimble, but then also, you know, large enough to be noticed. You know, in a competitive market that we're in, we have to differentiate ourselves, you know, through the use of our technology, our culture around safety, and our commitment both to the internal and external customers. And, you know, we don't take lightly the importance we play in the U.S. supply chain and our responsibilities to the motoring public. So that's a bit about Cargo.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure it's been fun to watch that grow, you know, from a few dozen trucks to over 500 trucks today. What a great accomplishment for you guys. And I know you've got a lot of team members. That is great. And we love seeing those family-owned trucking companies grow and thrive. You can't do that without being a great leader, which is why we've asked you to be on here today. And I want to pivot a little bit to talk about you and your leadership journey. Tell us about your journey as a leader.
Talking about myself, maybe the hardest thing, but Matt, thank you for asking. As I look back, a journey it has been, and I think, maybe the word journey may be a misnomer, and I think we evolve over time as leaders, and I get it asked a lot, are leaders taught or innate? And I don't have the answer, but I'll say that, I de definitely did not start out to be a leader in trucking. And, I did set out to be, one of the best operators in the truckload environment. And, I guess my experience, my willingness to adapt, understanding people and situations, allow me to move from managing tasks to empowering others, has been, I guess, maybe the growth pattern that I've had, and then growth within the company, allow me the opportunity to learn, from my successes, from my failures, becoming better at handling conflict, being able to pivot on strategies, mentoring others while not losing the vision of our company and preserving the culture. So, I look back, 20 years ago, February of 2004, I was named president of Cargo Transporters. And, I share that not because it's a milestone, but because a little over a year after that, I lost my mentor. And I put up a lot of prayers, for wisdom, strength, and understanding as I was looking to lead the company then. And, as a person of faith, I didn't realize that, my setbacks and processing my experiences, listening to the others, remaining curious, asking for advice from those the wiser, practicing patience and simply forgiving were all factors that shape the person that I am and the leader that I see myself. Leadership isn't about titles. It's about showing up, solving problems, making sure the people around you have what they need to succeed, and being able to celebrate the wins with them. Not about, one individual. It's that team.
This episode is brought to you by Revenova. Revenova TMS is the transportation management system for fleets and brokerages of all sizes. Because Revenova is built on Salesforce, users get a TMS with a customer relationship management platform and AI in perfect harmony. Keep track of all your data, visibility, and relationships all in one place. Reach out to Revenova today. Simply click the link in the episode's show notes to learn more.
Yeah, and I know this about you, that you've got a great team that's there, at the terminal, but you've also got a great team on the road. And I know you place a high priority on both. Tell us more about, the trucking industry, it's hard because our team's not always in the same place at the same time. Tell me more about your approach to managing and keeping that team together, both at home and in home terminal, as well as the drivers who are out there on the road.
Well, helping the team, I guess, again, is empowering them. Let them make decisions, let them fail at times. Working with them, our drivers, letting them understand the importance they have. I hear so many times drivers saying, "Hey, I'm just a driver." And they're much more than just a driver. I mean, they are the cog of our industry. And I have to remind people, because I was reminded again by our mentor, our drivers are why we are here. Our drivers are what make the money, not us. And I just last week I drew an inverted pyramid, showing that, basically the leadership's at the bottom and your team's at the top of that pyramid. And I truly believe that. So
Well, that's fantastic. And again, we think you're a great leader. In fact, we think you're such a great leader. You became chairman of the American Trucking Associations. I believe the 80th chairman of the American Trucking Associations. And so we appreciate your leadership of our federation. Tell me a little bit about your experience so far as being chairman of the American Trucking Associations.
Well, you know, it's been a humbling experience to have been named the 80th chairman of the American Trucking Associations. And, you know, looking back over the years, a younger me would never have envisioned being here today as chairman. Just, I didn't have those dreams. You know, I watched the innovators and the entrepreneurs with their names on the sides of the truck lead this organization. I talked with them, I listened to them, I learned from them. And that's why for me, it's so humbling. You know, the path to the chairmanship has allowed me the opportunity to learn, to forge relationships, and to receive counsel from those ahead of me and the officers that I've worked with, you know, as I've ascended to the leadership or through the leadership chairs. You know, I can't say enough about the staff and the leadership within ATA, the communication, the engagement, and the knowledge of our issues on Capitol Hill are unmatched. And, you know, they have the policy depth, the regulatory insight, and the access to the necessary facts, making them invaluable. And that makes us all look good, especially, you know, when we speak with one voice. You know, I knew there would be days I would not be in my comfort zone, but that's what leadership is about. And you know, I'm excited and I'm humbled. Probably, you know, to say it or sum it up in a couple words.
Well, and we know obviously you're the chairman of the American Trucking Associations, but I also know you're very involved in your state trucking association. And of course, we're a state trucking association. You've got a great organization, the North Carolina Trucking Association. Tell us why the state trucking association is so important.
Well, you know, I look back and I'm going to say maybe my roots are more. I belong to the state association longer than Truckload Carriers Association or the American Trucking Associations, and you know the relationships there, being able to call your friends, working on things that are very important within your state. You know, I can't say enough about you know any and all associations. My first opportunity again to lead the association was the North Carolina Trucking Association. And in 2010, I had that opportunity and again learned from a lot of great people. You know, for me, it's about people. It's about people, and that's.
Yeah, and you mentioned a mentor earlier, and how important you know people are in our lives that mentor us. And you mentioned some of the other ways that you sharpen your skills as a leader. How do you today? How do you continue to hone your leadership skills? What are you doing to continue to grow yourself as a leader?
You know, leadership is something that you have to work on every day. It's important to surround yourself with people that are smarter, and people that will challenge you. I jokingly tell our guys that, you know, if you're the smartest one in a group, you know, you're not going to learn. So you need to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. Associations like the state associations and the American Trucking Associations are the place that, you know, the best and the brightest individuals gather and attend those meetings. And, you know, what better form of flattery than to mimic, you know, some of the things that those folks do. You know, I've spent my career watching people from afar. The best things they do, I try not to do the things that maybe aren't the best, but I do watch and look for the best in people. You know, I ask questions and, you know, I learn from, you know, continuous process. And, you know, I've read the Stephen Covey books, the John Maxwell books, the book Good to Great, Fierce Conversations. And probably one of my favorites was Emotional Intelligence by Jeff Goldman. You know, but reading leadership books alone, you know, do not make you a leader. Holding a position of authority does not make you a leader. You know, what it boils down to is, you know, proven action and you know, how you present yourself, you know, how you treat people and the impact you leave behind. You know, I've said many times that I prefer respect over popularity, and I'm never going to be the popular boss or the popular leader. I'm going to be the one that is respectful to you and expect the same in return. I'm kind of leave you with a little tidbit here, and it's almost a bit embarrassing. But people that know me know that I watch TikTok, and due to the algorithms, I get a lot of leadership clips on TikTok, and I like to forward these to the folks that I'm mentoring. And it's so strange. We can talk about something one day, and 2 days later on my TikTok, something related to that pops up. And it's nice to be able to send those, and it's kind of the reinforcement about what we've talked about. But you've got to use all the venues, and TikTok's one that I use right now.
That's fantastic to hear that you are have embraced the medium of TikTok, because and like you said, it doesn't, it's regardless of the medium, it's building into people, right?
It is definitely.
Well, and I want to close by asking a question about the people in this industry, and you and I know this industry is just full of great people, and it's a great industry where anybody who's willing to work hard can grow and become a leader. And so and you've been in the business for decades. So why do you love the trucking industry, Dennis?
I think back, and I kind of tell the story, and I did a few weeks ago, that it didn't take a pandemic to realize the importance of our industry. Others, maybe found out during the pandemic, and people have probably forgotten since then. But when you work in it, you realize that trucking is the lifeline or the lifeblood of our country. And it's been my livelihood for 39 years. Prior to joining Cargo Transporters, I worked around the transportation industry as well. So, our industry is built on hard work, resilience, and a commitment to keeping America's vast economy moving. And that's, in a nutshell, who we are. And beyond that, it's about the people, it's about the community, the trucking community, the friendships, and just like myself, everyone in our industry has a story. And they're all very proud of what they do. And that's what makes me smile and give thanks for each day in this industry that we're in.
Well, we are thankful for you, Dennis. We're thankful for your leadership at the American Trucking Associations. We also want to thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us and our listeners on the Illinois Trucking Podcast. So keep up the great work at the American Trucking Associations and at Cargo Transporters. And thanks for being on with us on the Illinois Trucking Podcast.
Matt, thank you, and thank your association members, and the support that we get from Illinois as well. So, thank you very much.
Wow, what a great conversation with one of the best leaders in the trucking industry. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow or subscribe, no matter where you listen, and give the Illinois Trucking Podcast a rating. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. The Illinois Trucking Association is the voice of trucking in Illinois, and we are always fighting for you.